Yes, Kate said. But nobody is likely to have the guts to pursue a prosecution against someone as powerful as Billy Bob. After all, come Wormwood Day, all the rhinos will be extinct anyhow. What difference does it make? Can you zoom with this thing?
Metaphorically, I can magnify and enhance selectively.
Can we see those papers on the desk?
With a fingernail, Bobby marked out zoom boxes, and the software's focus progressively moved in on the litter of papers on the desktop. The wormhole mouth seemed to be positioned about a meter from the ground, some 2 meters from the desk. Kate wondered if it would be visible, a tiny reflective bead hovering in the air. So the papers were foreshortened by perspective. And besides, they hadn't been laid out for convenient reading. Some of them were lying face down or were obscured by others. Still, Bobby was able to pick out sections. He inverted the images and corrected for perspective distortion, cleaned them up with intelligent software enhancement routines, enough for Kate to get a sense of what much of the material was about. It was mostly routine corporate stuff, chilling evidence of Billy Bob's industrial-scale mining of gullible Americans, but nothing illegal. She had Bobby scan on, rooting hastily through the scattered material. And then, at last, she hit pay dirt.
Hold it, she said. Enhance. Ah, well, well.
It was a report, technical, closely printed, replete with figures on the adverse effects of dopamine stimulation in elderly subjects.
That's it, she breathed. The smoking gun.
She got up and started to pace the room, unable to contain her restless energy.
What an asshole! Once a drug dealer, always a drug dealer. If we can get an image of Billy Bob himself reading that, better yet, signing it off. Bobby, we need to find him.
Bobby sighed and sat back. Then ask David. I can swivel and zoom, but right now I don't know how to make this worm cam pan.
Worm cam?
Kate grinned. Dad works his marketeers even harder than his engineers. Look, Kate, it's 3:30 in the morning. Let's be patient. I have security lock out here until noon tomorrow. Surely we can catch Billy Bob in his office before then. If not, we can try again another day.
Yes,
she nodded, tense.
You're right. It's just I'm used to working fast.
He smiled. Before some other hot journo muscles in on your scoop?
It happens.
Hey. Bobby reached out and cupped her chin in his hands. His dark face was old but invisible in the cavernous gloom of the wormworks, but his touch was warm, dry, confident.
You don't have to worry. Just think of it. Right now, nobody else on the planet, nobody, has access to worm cam technology.
There's no way Billy Bob can detect what we're up to or anyone else can beat you to the punch.
What's a few hours?
Her breathing was shallow, her heart pumping. She seemed to sense him before her in the dark, at a level deeper than sight or scent or even touch, as if some deep core inside her was responding to the warm bulk of his body. She reached up, covered his hand, and kissed it.
You're right. We have to wait. But I'm burning energy anyhow, so let's do something constructive with it.
He seemed to hesitate, as if trying to puzzle out her meaning.
Well, Kate, she told herself, you aren't like the other girls he's met in his gilded life. Maybe he needs a little help.
She put her free hand around his neck, pulled him toward her, and felt his mouth on hers. Her tongue, hot and inquisitive, pushed into his mouth and ran along a ridge of perfect lower teeth. His lips responded eagerly. At first he was tender, even loving, but as passion built she became aware of a change in his posture, his manner. As she responded to his unspoken commands, she was aware that she was letting him take control, and even as he brought her to a deep climax with expert ease, she felt he was distracted, lost in the mysteries of his own strange, wounded mind, engaged with the physical act and not with her. He knows how to make love, she thought. Maybe better than anybody I know, but he doesn't know how to love. What a cliche that was. But it was true, and terribly sad. And even as his body closed on hers, her fingers, digging into the hair at the back of his neck, found something round and hard under his covering of hair, about the size of a nickel, metallic and cold. It was a brain stud. In the spring morning silence of the wormworks, David sat in the glow of his soft screen,